This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Labor Day Monday morning, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn was $4.95, down $2.25. December corn $4.82, up a half. March corn $4.94.5, up a quarter. September soybeans were $14.24, down 6. November soybeans $13.57.5, down 11. January soybeans $13.54.75, down 10. September wheat was $6.43.25, up 2. December wheat $6.54, down a quarter. March wheat $6.65.5, down a quarter. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is David Humphreys with Friday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mostly lower on Friday afternoon. Technical trading at the Board of Trade and traders evening up their positions ahead of the long holiday weekend pushed grain prices lower. Demand for soybeans remained good as China purchased 110,000 tons of U.S. soybeans on Friday morning. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 18 to 21 lower at 567 to 595. Soybean bids were 7 to 8 lower at 1447 to 1459. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 12 to 20 lower at 571 to 605. Soybean bids were 8 to 11 lower at 1476 to 1493. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 12 to 22 lower at 555 to 572. Soybean bids were mostly 10 to 12 lower at 1435 to 1446. Wheat bids were unchanged to 2 higher at 608 to 630. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivery in northern part of the state, corn was 457 to 471. Soybeans were 1320 to 1338. In central Illinois, corn was 456 to 467. And soybeans were 1332 to 1349. In the southern part of the state, new corn was 455 to 468, and new soybeans were 1335 to 1359. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 1 to 16 lower at 1492 to 1527. Basis was mixed at 137 to 170 over the November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 517.20 to 523.20, which was up 80 cents to $1.80 per ton. Illinois corn processors corn bids were 2 to 12 lower at 585 to 605, with the basis at unchanged 10 lower at 90 to 110 over the SEP. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 16 to 22 lower at 560 to 605, with basis 14 to 20 lower at 65 to 110 over the SEP. Soybeans end 27 to 36 lower at 1432 to 1457, with basis at 16 to 25 lower at 75 to the 100 over the NOV. Wheat prices were unchanged to 2 higher at 608 to 615, with basis at unchanged to 2 lower at 35 under to 28 under the September. East St. Louis barge and loading terminal elevator placed their producer corn bids mixed at 575 to 615. These elevators placed their soybean prices steady to 11 lower, with quotations at 1447 to 1509. Soft wheat closed 2 higher at 637 to 638. Milo ended the day at 10 higher at 515 to 516. On the Chicago Board of Trade, corn for September was $4.95, down 2.25. December, $4.82, up a half. March, $4.94.5, up a quarter. Wheat for September was $6.43.25, up 2. December was $6.54, down a quarter. March, $6.65.5, down a quarter. September soybeans at 1424, down 6. November soybeans at 1357.5, down 11. and January at 13.54 and three quarters, down 10. Soybean meal for September was 468.20, up 80 cents. October was 428.40, down 5.50. And December was 423.70, down 6.40. Soybean oil for September was 43.89, up 11 points. October was 43.97, up 7 points. And December was 44.29, up 9 cents. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys for the USDA and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are Friday's closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle were 122.70, down 85 cents. October live cattle, 126.80, down 17 cents. December live cattle, 130.47, up 22 cents. September feeder cattle were 156.92, up 70 cents. October feeder cattle, 158.95, up 95 cents. November feeder cattle, 159.72, up 95 cents. October lean hogs were 87.62, up 30 cents. December lean hogs, 84.75, up 45 cents. February lean hogs, 86.50, up 42 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with a Friday afternoon livestock report. And first of all, from the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass closed 25 cents lower for the day in a range of 85.11 to 88.50 with a weighted average carcass price of 86.10. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report on Friday, slaughter sows traded a dollar lower with light demand for light offerings. U.S. 1 to 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at $55 to $60. 4 to 5 weight sows at $56 to $63. 5 to 550 weight sows sold at $61 to $65. And heavyweight sows over $550 sold at $62 to $66. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade on Friday, barrels and gilts at the country buying points traded $1 lower, with prices ranging $57 to $60. And receipts for Illinois hogs on Friday totaled 8,162. And in the cattle trading in Illinois on Friday, a recap of the Walnut Livestock Auction in Walnut, Illinois from Thursday. Receipts for this auction totaled 329 head, and compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers traded steady. Slaughter Holstein steers were $3 lower. Choice slaughter steers sold at 122 and a quarter up to 126. The choice slaughter Holstein steers sold at 107 up to 113.75, and the choice slaughter heifers at 122 and a quarter to 124.50. Slaughter cows, breaking type average dressing sold at $92.50, boning cows average dressing at $82.50 to $90.50, and the lean cows at $77 to $83.50. Also a report from the special August feeder cattle special down at the Salem Barn for United Producers. Receipts totaled 402 head. And the feeder steers, medium and large ones, four weights, sold at 170 up to 191. Some feeder Holstein steers, large threes, four weights, sold at 101 up to 124. Five weight steers at 113 to 118. And the six weights at 111 to 116. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones and twos, the six weights, sold at 135.50. And then the direct cattle trade on Friday from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report. Steers on a live basis traded in a range of 120.50 to 125.50 and on a carcass basis ranging from 194 to 197. Heifers on a live basis traded at 123 to 125.50 and on a carcass basis range from 194 to 196. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report on Friday, trading for the retail and processing cuts established with a moderate 281 loads trading, calculates from a 200-pound pork carcass ended at $94.96, which was sharply lower, down $2.07. And from the National Box Beef Cutout Report on Friday, choice and select beef carcasses traded slightly to moderately lower. Choice carcasses ended 4 cents lower for the day at $195.67, with select carcasses 54 cents lower, closing at $182.66. from the estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection on Friday. Cattle slaughter estimated at 121,000 head. That compares to 119,000 last week and 123,000 a year ago. And cattle slaughter to date has totaled 21,475,000 head. That's down 1.5% from 1 year ago. Hog slaughter on Friday estimated at 425,000 head. That compares to 427 last week and only 411,000 1 year ago. And hog slaughter to date so far, 72,710,000 head. That's down 0.2% from 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now time for your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $5.71. August corn delivered to Greenfield, $5.64. July corn delivered to Scottville, $5.71. August corn delivered to Scottville, $5.64. July beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $14.18. August beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.80. July wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.12. Once again, those prices are corn at Greenfield is $5.71. Corn at Scottville is $5.71. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $14.18, and wheat at Scottville is $6.12. That's all for part one of today's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. It is 6:21 on this Labor Day Monday morning. Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge and know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Across mid-Illinois for your Labor Day, sunny skies, high temperatures in the mid-80s with light northwest winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the mid-50s, and for tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny skies, highs in the low 80s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, mostly clear, low temperatures in the low 60s, highs in the mid-80s. Right now at the Weather Center, light northwest winds, the barometric pressure steady, clear skies, and we have a temperature of 65 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Listen for daytime broadcasts of St. Louis Cardinals baseball on WSMI AM 1540. Brought to you by Pampered Head to Toe in Litchfield with gift certificates available. DNA Tip Healthcare. Kerber Eckenbreckel in Litchfield, formerly Pritchard Osborne, results you can expect. And by the Center for Advanced Orthopedics in Maryville. And for the broadcast schedule of Cardinals baseball, check out our website, WSMIRadio.com.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you. Ag export programs in the Farm Bill get part of the credit for soaring U.S. farm exports this year. But without a Farm Bill, trade experts fear ag promotion in U.S. overseas markets could suffer. USDA's latest ag export forecast of $140 billion this fiscal year, if achieved, would be a new record, and Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is quick to make the connection that Congress needs to pass the Farm Bill, including trade promotion programs, as soon as possible. American Farm Bureau trade advisor Dave Salmonson says the lack of a Farm Bill creates uncertainty over two key programs, the Market Access Program and Foreign Market Development Program.
It's looking to next year. Will there be continued authorization? And the fact of the support that these programs are given through the USDA and the people at the Foreign Ag Service that support that, will they be able to keep doing their work?
Salmonson says the U.S. message on trade has always been simple.
Don't put up these artificial barriers. Let our products compete against other countries' products. We think we'll do fine. These programs help us realize that if we are allowed to compete, we'll get in there and do the efforts to make our products competitive and show other markets what we have. And this kind of uncertainty or the fact the future funding for these programs and authorizations is in doubt hurts that effort.
No small matter, Salmonson argues, when the dollar returns for showing the quality of U.S. products and how they fit the needs of foreign markets is about 35-1. But it's not all about returns on investment. Much of it's about national security, and that comes with feeding a hungry world.
We've been doing that since the immediate post-World War II time and through all these other programs that we've had. And there's a growing world out there and growing demand. And that number of $140 billion a year just reflects the fact that world demand for U.S. agriculture is strong and year by year is growing.
And supporting more than a million jobs here at home, though it's still uncertain if those kinds of arguments will get a farm bill across the finish line. A spokesman for House GOP leader Eric Cantor insists no decision has been made on taking a House farm bill to conference with the Senate, even if the House passes a now separate food stamp bill. While exports are forecast at a record $140 billion for this fiscal year, exports in the next fiscal year are projected to drop $5 billion to $135 billion. That's according to USDA's Economic Research Service. The biggest decline is expected in oilseeds and products, down $5.4 billion on lower soybean and meal prices. Lower wheat, rice, and feeds and fodders exports are expected to result in a $1.7 billion drop in grain and feed exports. ERS forecasts a $700 million decline in cotton exports due to lower domestic production and reduced demand from China. Little change is expected in exports for livestock, poultry, and dairy products. Horticultural exports are actually set to increase $2.5 billion to a record $34.5 billion. Agricultural imports for the 2014 fiscal year are forecast at a record $113 billion, $8 billion higher than this fiscal year. The trade surplus is expected to fall to $22 billion, a $13 billion drop. According to ERS, $22 billion would mark it the smallest surplus since 2007. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.